May the following scriptures and biblical truths minister to your spirit, soul, and body. Psalm 2:12. You are blessed, you who take refuge in me. Psalm 91:11. Do you know I command my angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways? Psalm 139:1. I, the Lord, I have examined your heart. Psalm 139:2. I know when you sit down or stand up. I know your every thought when far away. Psalm 139:3. I chart the path ahead of you and tell you where to stop and rest. Every moment I know where you are. Psalm 139:4. I know what you are going to say even before you say it. Psalm 139:5. I both proceed and follow you. I place my hand of blessing on your head. Psalm 139:7. You cannot escape from my spirit. You can never get away from my presence. 139:8. If you go up to heaven, I am there. If you go down to the place of the dead, I am there. Psalm 139:9. If you ride the wings of the morning, if you dwell by the farthest oceans, even there my hand will guide you and my strength will support you. Psalm 139:11. You could ask the darkness to hide you and light around you to become night, but even in darkness you cannot hide from me, for I am the Lord. To me the night shines as bright as day. Psalm 139:13. I made all the delicate inner parts of your body and knit you together in your mother's womb. Psalm 139:15. I watched you as you were being formed in utter seclusion, as you were woven together in the dark of the womb. Psalm 139:16. I saw you before you were born. Every day of your life was recorded in my book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. Psalm 139:17. How precious are my thoughts about you. You can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when you wake up in the morning, I am still with you. Genesis 1:27. So I created people in my own image. I patterned them after myself. Male and female, I created them. Matthew 10:29. Note that even a sparrow, worth only half a penny, cannot fall to the ground without me knowing it. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to me than a whole flock of sparrows. Matthew 6:33. I already know all your needs, and I will give you all you need from day to day if you live for me and make my kingdom your primary concern. Matthew 17:28. For in me you live and move and exist. As one of your own poet says, you are my offspring, and this is true. Isaiah 54:4. Fear not, you will no longer live in shame. The shame of your youth and the sorrows of your widowhood will be remembered no more. For I, your Creator, will be your husband. The Lord Almighty is my name. I am your Redeemer. I am the Holy One of Israel, the God of all the earth. Isaiah 49:15. Even if it were possible, I would not forget you. See, I've written your name on my hand. Jeremiah 33:3. Ask me, and I will tell you some remarkable secrets about what is going to happen here. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you. They are plans for good and not for disaster. They're to give you a future and a hope. Galatians 4:7. You are no longer a slave, but my child. And since you are my child, everything I have belongs to you. Ephesians 1:6-8. Praise me for the wonderful kindness I have poured out on you, because you belong to my dearly loved Son. I am so rich in kindness that I have purchased your freedom through the blood of my Son, and your sins are forgiven. I have showered my kindness on you, along with all wisdom and understanding. Ephesians 1:4-5. Long ago, even before I made the world, I loved you and chose you in my Son to be holy and without fault in my eyes. My unchanging plan has always been to adopt you into my own family by bringing you to myself through my Son. Ephesians 1:13. Now you have heard the truth, the good news that I save you. When you believe in my Son, I identify you as my own by giving you the Holy Spirit whom I promised long ago. The Spirit is my guarantee that I will give you everything I promised and that I have purchased you to be my own people. 1 John 3:1. See how very much I love you, for I allow you to be called my children, and you really are. 1 John 4:4. You belong to me, my dear children. Zephaniah 3:17. For I, your God, have arrived to live among you. I am a mighty Savior. I will rejoice over you with great gladness. With my love, I will calm all your fears. I will exult over you by singing a happy song. Deuteronomy 32:10. I found you in a desert land, in an empty, howling wasteland. I surrounded you and watched over you. I guarded you as my most precious possession, like the apple of my eye. 2 Thessalonians 2:16. I love you. I have special favor for you. I give you everlasting comfort and good hope. Psalm 34:15. My eyes watch over you who do right. My ears are open to your cries for help. Psalm 34:17. I hear my people when you call to me for help. I will rescue you from all your troubles. Psalm 34:18. I am close to the brokenhearted. I rescue you who are crushed in spirit. 2 Corinthians 5:18. All this new life is from me, who brought you back to me through what my Son did. I have given you the task to reconcile people to me, for I was in my Son, reconciling the world to me. I was no longer counting people's sins against them. 2 Corinthians 5:17. When you become a Christian, you are a new person. You're not the same anymore, for the old life is gone. A new life has begun. Romans 5:8. But I showed great love for you by sending my Son to die for you while you were still sinners. See, I love you regardless of how you perform. Hebrews 10:17. I will never again remember your sins and lawless deeds. We thank you, Father, that our sins are as far as the east is from the west, as soon as we repent of them. Romans 8:1. I don't condemn those who belong to my Son. We thank you, Father, that there is no condemnation, only conviction, for conviction draws us near to you. Romans 8:2. For the power of my Spirit has freed you through my Son from the power of sin that leads to death. Romans 8:3b. I destroyed sin's control over you by giving you my Son as a sacrifice for your sins. 1 John 1:9. If you confess your sins to me, I am faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from every wrong. See, you are forgiven and not tormented by your past errors. 1 John 5:4. For everyone that is my child defeats this evil world by trusting me to give the victory. See, you are an overcomer, and your faith is changing your circumstances. Luke 10:17. Yes, even the demons obey you when you use my name. Thank you, Father, for that authority that you have given us in your Son Jesus. Colossians 1:13. For I have rescued you from the one who rules in the kingdom of darkness, and I have brought you into the kingdom of my dear Son. Yes, you have authority over the evil, and no demon power can hurt you. 1 John 10:10b. My purpose is to give life in all its fullness. 1 Peter 2:24. My Son personally carried away your sins in his own body on the cross so you could be dead to sin and live for what is right. You have been healed by his wounds. Philippians 4:6 and 8. Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Tell me what you need and thank me for all I've done. If you do this, you will experience my peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. My peace, it will guard your heart and your mind as you live in me. See, you are never alone, and you have the peace of me. 1 Corinthians 13:27. Now all of you together are my body, and each one of you is a separate and necessary part of it. See, child, you are valuable and important. John 8:47. Because you belong to me, you hear what I say. 2 Corinthians 5:20. You are therefore my ambassadors, as though I were making my appeal through you. 1 John 2:20. You have an anointing from me, the Holy One, and you know the truth. Galatians 3:29. You are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. O child of mine, I speak to you in Matthew chapter 5. I bless those of you who realize your need for me, for I give you the kingdom of heaven. I bless you who mourn, for you will be comforted. I bless you who are gentle and lowly, for the whole earth will belong to you. I bless you who are hungry and thirsty for justice, for you will receive it in full. I bless you whose hearts are pure, for you will see me. I bless you who work for peace, for you will be called the children of God. I bless you who are persecuted because you live for me, for the kingdom of heaven is yours. This following letter is a letter from Almighty God. My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I am familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered, for you were made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being. For you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You were not a mistake. For all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb and brought you forth on the day you were born. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. I am not distant and angry, but in the complete expression of love. And it is my desire to lavish my love on you, simply because you are my child and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could. I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand. For I am your provider, and I meet all your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope, because I love you with an everlasting love. My thoughts toward you are as countless as the sand on the seashore, and I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you, for you are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul, and I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight in me, and I'll give you the desires of your heart, for it is I who gave you those desires. I'm able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine, for I am your greatest encourager. I am also the Father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you are brokenhearted, I am the one that's close to you. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. One day I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and I'll take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. I am your Father, and I love you even as I love my Son, Jesus. For in Jesus, my love for you is revealed. He is the exact representation of my being, and he came to demonstrate that I am here for you, not against you, and to tell you that I am not counting your sins. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I loved that I may gain your love. If you receive the gift of my Son Jesus, you receive me. And nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been Father and always will be Father. My question is, will you be my child? I am waiting for you. Love, your dad, Almighty God. We would like to end this CD with a reminder about the 8 R's to freedom and the spiritual blocks to healing. Remember that God has a full life for you. He sent his Son Jesus, and he came to destroy the works of the enemy and to save you. That's why his Son Jesus was sent. And children of the Most High God, let's destroy the works of the enemy. I encourage you to remember to recognize, you must recognize the sin in your life that creeps in on a daily basis. You must then take responsibility for it. Repent to God for participating in that sin. Renounce, that means you must make the sin your enemy and come out of agreement with it. Remove, that means get rid of that sin once and for all. Tell it to go to arid places in the name of Jesus. Whatever that sin may be, fear, anger, bitterness, rejection, envy. Resist. When that sin tries to come back, resist it. Rejoice. Give God thanks for setting you free. And then restore. That means help someone else get free. As you listen to this CD, listen to it over and over again and remember the spiritual blocks to healing. Unforgiveness, Mark 11, 22 through 26, and Matthew 6, 14 through 15. Second block to healing, lack of knowledge, Isaiah 5, 13 through 14, Hosea 4, 6 and 7. The third block to healing, no relationship with God. You will find that in Isaiah 29, 13, Mark 7, 6, and Hebrews 11, 6. Personal or family sins, Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, Nehemiah 9, 1 and 2. If any generational sin comes up that you have not repented and renounced for, you have the right as a child of the Most High King to speak to that generational sin, repent for your family's involvement in it, and then renounce it and tell it to go to arid places. The fifth spiritual block to healing is no faith in God, Mark 11, 22 and Hebrews 11, 1 and 6. Sixth spiritual block to healing, the need to see a miracle, John 20, 28 through 29 and Matthew 4, 1 through 3. Seventh spiritual block to healing, looking for signs and wonders instead of looking for the Creator, and that's Matthew 12, 38 and 39. The eighth spiritual block to healing can be expecting God to heal on your terms, Acts 10, 34 and 2 Kings 5, 8 through 14. The ninth spiritual block to healing is looking to man rather than God, 2 Chronicles 16, 7 through 12. Tenth spiritual block to healing, not being honest, Proverbs 16, 18, James 5, 16, and Galatians 6, 1 and 2. 11th spiritual block to healing is habitual sin, Hebrews 4, 15, and Isaiah 57, 15. 12th spiritual block to healing is robbing God of tithes, Malachi 3, 8 through 11. 13th spiritual block to healing is some are just not saved, 2 Thessalonians 2, 10 and 11. 14th spiritual block to healing, sin of our parents, and that's where the generational sins come in. That's 1 Kings 14, 1 through 13. 15th spiritual block to healing is sickness is unto death, 2 Chronicles 21, 4, 12 through 20, and then 1 John 5, 16 and 17. The 16th spiritual block to healing would be that your allotted time is fulfilled, Proverbs 10, 27. 17th spiritual block to healing would be looking to symptoms and not to the healer, Proverbs 18, 14. The 18th spiritual block to healing would be letting fear in, Job 3, 24 and 27, Job 4, 14 and 15, Romans 8, 15, John 14, 27. 19th block to healing would be failure in prayer and fasting, Mark 2, 19. 20th block to healing would be improper care of the body. 21st spiritual block to healing would be not discerning the Lord's body. That's 1 Corinthians 11, 27 through 31. 22nd spiritual block to healing would be touching God's anointed leaders. That means speaking against your leadership in your churches. 1 Chronicles 16, 22, Psalm 105, 15. 23rd spiritual block to healing would be immoderate eating. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, 1 Timothy 4, 1 through 5. 24th spiritual block to healing would be unbelief, Mark 6, 4 through 6, Hebrews 4, 1 through 11. 25th block to healing would be failing to keep life filled with God. John 5:14, Matthew 12:43 45. Spiritual block to healing number 26 would be not resisting the enemy. Isaiah 38:1 5. 27th spiritual block to healing would be just giving up. Psalm 88:9 and 10. Psalm 30, verse 9. 28th spiritual block to healing would be looking for repeated healing instead of divine health. Exodus 15:26. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and 3 John 1:2. The 29th spiritual block to healing would be rejecting that healing is for today. 1 Peter 2:24, Isaiah 53:5, Psalm 103:3. The 30th spiritual block to healing would be trying to bypass the curse. Proverbs 26:2. 31st block to healing would be murmuring and complaining. Numbers 12:1 through 3, 10 through 15. 1 Corinthians 10:10 through 11. Philippians 2:14 and 15. The 32nd spiritual block to healing would be disobedience. Proverbs 5:11 through 14. Isaiah 28:8 through 19. And also you can go to Deuteronomy 28, the last, I think, verse 16 through the last verses of that chapter speak on disobedience. The 33 spiritual block to healing would be past and or continued involvement with occultism. Hebrews 6:1. We hope that this tape has blessed you, has encouraged you in your most holy faith, has spurred you on to spend consistent time with your Lord and Savior, has instilled boldness in you to know who you are in Christ and the authority that you do have. We love you, and we pray God's blessings upon you, that His face may shine upon you. Remember that you are the head and not the tail, that you're above and not beneath, that you are blessed coming in and going out. You are mighty men and women of Most High God. Bathe yourself with these scriptures. Meditate on them. Chew on them like the cow that chews the cud until they move from your head into your heart. We encourage you. Remember, He does want you to have the victory. He's your daddy. In Jesus' name, amen.